like P-A-G-L-I, it's pronounced Polly Ice.
Okay, because it was disturbing me. I'm like, is there a big sign with some lady named Polly and her eyes are real big? And
no, it's like Pogli Eyes or Pogli. It would be
It's an Italian. It's like a last name.
Yes, it's like a last name.
Okay, I'm with you now.
Polly Eyes.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink-toenail-painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Should I just welcome to episode 28?
Welcome to episode 28, everybody.
Welcome, y'all. What time is it, Jones? What's it say on your thing? 328?
It says 328.
Oh, look at me. I'm like a genius. All right. Hey, episode 28. Hi. Let's go. We got stuff to say. Joni's got stories.
I got a story.
Okay. You want to just go? Just start it off.
So for those of you who don't have like disabled people in your family, don't be offended by this, because those of us who do, we joke around about it. So
you laugh or you cry. So yeah,
you're right. Yeah. So okay, so you know, we've talked before how my cousin had Down syndrome, and all my best stories are John Michael stories, you know. And so, but good friends of ours had twins, and the little boy has Down syndrome, and he's like, I think they're in second grade now. So Bodie is his name.
Aww.
And he has like grown sisters, right? So Sadie is one of the older sisters. And I mean, she just got married, and she comes home and she goes into the bathroom, and Bodie keeps trying to open the door on her. And so his mom's telling me this, and she said, you know, Sadie's sitting there with a hand trying to hold the door shut, and Bodie's pushing on it, and she finally gets frustrated with him, and she said, "What is wrong with you?" And Bodie said, "Down syndrome."
Bodie.
And then his twin says, you know, because they're little, one time they were little, they were younger,
yeah.
And she looks at him, and she says, "You have Down syndrome," and Melanie said, she looked up and he looked up at her and said, "You're not a doctor."
What do you know?
What do you know?
What do you know?
The
about
greatest,
it?
I'm telling you.
Yep. Oh my goodness. Oh, that's the best.
Yep. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
What is syndrome? You're not a doctor.
Melanie said, I about fell out.
Yep. Oh, that's. Oh.
Yeah.
You got to love it. You got to love a zinger,
yeah, so
man.
So when you said, what's wrong with you, then that story.
You wished you could have said that, but you didn't. You don't have, you got nothing. You just got you.
I don't know. I got a touch of something somewhere, I think. So.
I know. It doesn't work that way, Joni. We've explained it to you. You either have the extra chromosome or you don't. You can't have
I said of something. I got a touch of something.
You have a touch of Tourette's is what you have, but that's for another day.
Some people bring that out in me, not to mention any names.
Boogie.
Ollie. Boogie. It might be true.
So well, what's going on, man? What's happened? I had a haircut, I went to the bank, and I've had a nap, so I'm ready.
I've given the ACT. Actually, I had to give the pre-ACT today. Given the ACT is stressful.
I bet it is.
Because you've got to follow all this.
It's very precise.
It ended up, and so these are not my students. We're just like thrown in a room with these kids we don't know. And
okay. Is this like eighth graders or ninth grade? What is this?
Oh, no. These are sophomores.
Oh, sophomores. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because the juniors take the ACT.
Right.
So, I sent one kid to alternative school.
Today?
Don't mess with Miss Shank. Yeah.
Today.
So he's just in there filling in bubbles and stuff. And I mean, we're 3 minutes, literally 3 minutes into the test. And they've been, you know, I'm trying to go over instructions, and these teenage boys, they've been, you know, just kind of disruptive and whatever. Mm-hmm. But so we're 3 minutes into the test, and he starts like holding his paper up and waving it around and all this stuff. And I walked back there. I said, what's wrong with him? No, I didn't say
that. Yeah, what is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? No, I didn't say that. I just looked at him. I said, I leaned down and I whispered because it's all very quiet.
Yeah, you can't make it.
You know, and I said, do your test. He said, I'm finished with it. He just bubbled them all in. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting mm-hmm. there and he's been disruptive through the whole thing. Yeah. You know, bye. Just this, that. And
yeah.
So I went and got, when we had the break, I went and got the test admin person. Yep. And I said, hey, he's mildly disruptive. Do you want to pull him or just leave him in there? He said, let me come talk to him. Comes talk to him. And he's a little better during the third part of the test. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The fourth, he starts getting, you know, bad again. And then test is over. We've turned them all in. And he's just harassing this kid in the room. And, it, you know, and so then I intervene and he gets smart with me. I said, just go to the office. And he looks at me and I said, and he's not going. And I said, you know what? Never mind. I'll have him come get you and escort you there. He said, no, I'm out of here.
Okay.
And I said, no, you're going to wait. He said, nope, I'm gone. So I called the office and I said, hey, told him what was going on. Well, it ended up this kid, and I have never sent a kid to the office. I have never.
I was
going to
say,
all
I know you're
years.
So, yeah, which is actually surprising because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you
so,
have to
well,
handle.
This kid, I mean, it was just complete was disrespect for everybody. Mm-hmm. And just, anyway. So I thought, you know, I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to mess with it. He's going to the office. And so, but he'd been in trouble so many times that.
Oh, this was the final straw.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway,
well,
don't mess with Miss Shank.
Don't, because she'll send you to the pokey. Oops, I mean the office. So get the paddy wagon out and come round you up.
I don't know. Anyway. So, but you know, you just can't let them sit there and harass kids in the class. It's just.
No. Oh, those other kids, you know, it's hard and it, you know, they probably are having some hard things going on, but. Yeah. The other kids are there to do their thing, and that's just how it has to. You got to let the ones that want to do it or try, do it and try. So, well, there you go. Look at you.
So that was my day. You
were like
get
deputy.
To go take a haircut and take a nap. And
I know. I'm sorry.
There are days that
I really
do not like you.
I'm so sorry. I got a good life, y'all. I'm a kept woman. It's plush. That's all I'm going to say about it. But anyway, I realize. I know. But, you know, some days are like that and some days aren't.
That's right.
So I take them when I can get them.
I don't blame you. I got spring break coming up soon.
Yes,
so.
Which is we're going to discuss our spring break, which we can't.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what else is going. We can talk about spring break. Let's go. What's your plans? What's going on?
You know, I this year I don't have any plans and I don't want any
That's
plans.
Good.
I mean, it's, you know, usually we go down to the beach or we go, mm-hmm. you know, to Branson or we'll go, you know, somewhere kind of close by. And mm-hmm. I this last month I have been so busy that I feel like I'm just about to hit a wall and I can't do anymore. And it just keeps coming and coming, you know, you get through one big event and the next big event comes.
You can't catch up. Yeah.
And I can't catch up.
Yep.
And so I'm actually looking very much forward to just doing some yard work.
Get your gazebo set up, get your little tent up.
And good news, it looks like my hydrangeas may have made it through the freeze.
Through the Ron fire?
And the Ron fire. Yeah, there's some new sprout coming up through the Ron fire.
I told you, they might need the nourishment.
And
like a phoenix.
I don't know about my roses, how they're looking, but my
Did
y'all
have a late freeze? So it's things are already budded.
Remember that sub-zero mess that we got that was just so incredibly cold, so.
But you're seeing signs of life.
I'm seeing some signs of life. I'm hoping. I'm praying that it's
that is really really good. Oh my goodness, because that's just a heartbreak when you lose that stuff. It just makes me. Hell, tell Avery to come in here, honey. Avery's gonna say hi.
Oh, Avery, is she home
Real
for
fast.
Spring break?
She is
on spring break.
She's home for. She can come say hi to Aunt Joni. Oh, she's indisposed at the moment.
Oh, she's indisposed.
Sorry.
Maybe she's looking for the turtle. Where is
I don't know. I didn't check. We have no update this week.
Poor Megan.
Do you want to say something to me quickly and then go away?
Well,
Because she's Avery. She's special. You've already said hi on the podcast. You're like, why am I not special? Golly. Yeah.
Let's see. What else did we do? We've had Read Across America.
How did that go? Week. Your little latte. So, read a latte. Okay, oh, here so, comes. Yeah, wait, pause. Okay, here comes Avery.
Pause.
Avery, come say hi to Aunt Joni on the podcast.
Hello, Aunt Joni.
Well, no, you got to talk into the mic and get on here. She can see you, but no one else can. You can't see.
Hello, double A battery.
Isn't she cute as a bug? All right, now go away. Hand me that thing of tissue. That
I was
tissue
there for
box.
2 hours.
I'm sorry. She just got back from the DMV for 2 hours. She was there for 2 hours to renew
terrible.
Her stupid license.
There were no angry people.
There was no angry people. She said.
That's good. Was everybody dressed?
Was everybody dressed? Yeah, and Joni wants to know: did everyone have proper attire on?
I think so.
Okay. That's good.
2 hours.
That was a bonus day at the driver's, whatever DMV.
I guess.
Yes.
Man, that's too long to just renew your license. There's got to be a better plan. Like, can we come up with a better plan? Anyway,
well, I can't because I don't know the ins and outs. But surely there's someone somewhere who
can. I don't
know.
Back to your life.
Okay.
Back to Read
Across
America. So
read a latte. You know, it is just chaos back and forth between my room and the library, and we cook all this stuff and we buy all this stuff. And I think I said, I don't know if I said last week or not, we had to make like $1,300 just to break even.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Yes. So because in the previous year, we've had to make $700 to break even.
Oh,
but that is the increase in food and supplies and all of that stuff. So, and so this goes on for 2 days, Thursday and Friday. And so we probably made half of it Thursday, which was good.
That's a good sign for Friday
until the storms came through and they called school off on Friday.
Oh, snap, Joni, which normally you would be very excited about because you'd have a nice day. But you had all
and
that
And I just
stuff.
Had this feeling on Thursday that that was going to happen. Because we had, it's not really that storms were coming through, it's the timing of it.
Yeah.
And so in the morning, the big thunderstorms were going to come through while, you know, kids are coming to school. But then we were supposed to have like 60 mile an hour winds.
Yeah.
And wind gusts that came through, and that would be going on as they dismissed. So you'd, you know, we're surrounded by bridges. So you'd have these big buses on bridges, you'd have teenage drivers on bridges with these big gusts coming through. And I just thought they're gonna call it off because it's just too dangerous. But that the storms weren't bad, but the wind was really
the wind.
Really bad.
We had it all the way up here. Yeah. In fact, Thatcher drove home, or he came back here. He was in town for the weekend too, which was great. All my kids were in town. It was blessed.
Yes.
And he drove Friday morning, and Nash. That's right when all that was hitting down there. So he got out of Nashville because they were supposed to get bad, like, tornadoes and stuff at noon.
Yeah.
And it's like the anniversary of a really bad tornado that they just had. So he got out of there, but he, you know, drove in the rain. And then once about 2 o'clock here, the sun literally came out, about 2:30. It was bad. And then the sun came out. But, you know, he's driving in the wind. He said, I pulled off a couple of times. He said one time, you know, he said, I could just see in front of me, the wind blowing the rain completely sideways across the highway. I just saw this huge wall of sideways rain. He was like, oh, and he said my car went whoosh, whoosh. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to hear these stories. Yeah. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. Well, when the sun came out, it was a beautiful sunny day.
It was lovely.
But that is when the winds all came behind.
It did.
The storm. And it just was.
It was
now,
windy.
Of course, I'm doing like every good Southerner. I'm sitting out on my porch watching all this.
Well,
and I'm listening to the trees pop, you know, and I'm waiting for them to just fall. But they didn't really. I think one tree fell, but, you know, over in my neighbors a little bit. But I'm hearing all these woods around my house just crack, crack, crack.
I hate
crack,
that
crack.
Sound. In the winter when there's ice and you hear that sound of those cracks, you're just like, oh, snap. But it was a banger of a storm. It kind of came. We had just a ton of rain and then the wind. So everyone made it at least. Well, I guess they called off school. That was probably good. So what did you all do with all your?
Well,
did you have another day you could do it?
I went up Friday morning. I just put all of our like pastries and things in the freezer.
Yeah.
And we will pull them out at some point and, you know, have a sale, and I've got
have a
lot
special
of,
day. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. So anyway, we'll do that and try to make that money up. But I'm telling you, it's been trying to keep the money flow coming in during these times has been pretty difficult.
Particularly, so, I mean, you're dealing with food, which is just some of the big. I mean, everything's probably increased, but food, you know, seems to be really noticeable.
It is. It is.
Geez, well, I'm sorry that second day didn't happen because I know that would have been good to get that all done and not, you know.
You know, it's good. I mean, Holly, frankly, I mean, I just thought I don't have the energy for this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really, when I say I'm about to hit a brick wall, you know, I'm like about to hit a brick wall.
The wall is there.
I can smell the mortar. I can't even mortar.
Smell the brick. Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to have your spring break and you're going to just chill and relax and putz around the house and take a walk down to the river and just kind of
For 2 days. You probably do need to sleep.
Yeah, you probably do for just a couple of days. Just absolutely stay in your jammies and just chill. And then you can kind of revitalize. So that's thank goodness for spring break. So, yeah, I don't think Hudson gets a spring break. His is later. I don't know when his is.
Well, anyway, my boys will be home next week.
Okay.
They're coming home next week.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that's good. Well, Avery's home, so that's wonderful. Makes me very happy. And like I said, Thatch came up, so that was really cool just for them all to be together. So we basically did, this weekend was soccer, sushi, and smoked ribs.
Okay.
Beat that. Beat that, people. Why do I have to yell in the microphone? I'm not sure. I don't know. It was great. We went down to the pub and watched our new St. Louis MLS team, St. Louis City SC, and their home opener, historic first opening game at home. It was packed. The city was crazy. The stadium was packed. There was parade. I mean, people are losing their minds. The pub was filled.
Maybe I need to come to St. Louis for spring break and you take me to the pub.
It was so fun, Joni. I'm not even playing. And you know me, I'm not a big... I like to stay home, and sometimes people are too people-y for me. But it just depends, you know, when you're in the mood. But it's just a pub. It's cash. It's a big, you know, it's called Llewellyn's here in town. Llewellyn's, there's several locations, but there's one by us. And just classic, all the sports stuff around and all the Irish and Welsh. I guess it's really Welsh. And it's packed out. And everyone's there to watch the game. They have a game on all the TVs, 50 million TVs in this place. Mm-hmm. So you can see all the TVs. Thatcher is really into soccer. So he's gotten us into it. So now we're like, now we have a team. He likes British soccer. Liverpool is his, I don't know. Anyway, he's into it. So we're like, okay. So we've gone watched a few times now. But what's fun about it is we're all there to get, everyone's there to watch the game, just to have fun, to experience it together. We could have all stayed home. We could all watched on our couches. It would have been great. You know, no big deal. But I'll tell you what, the table next to us had these kids, had these dads and these families. And we end up, it was really fun. I think I did a little post about it online. It was fun because, you know, we were all there supporting one thing. We were all excited about this one thing. And nobody cared where you went to church, if you went to church, what you believed, if you were vaxxed, if you were not vaxxed, if you were, you know, what high school you went to, which in St. Louis is a thing. Not to be rude, but we just like to know. Mm-hmm. Your political party, nobody knew or cared about any of that.
Yeah.
We were there having the best time. The table next to us, Tim, of course, is making friends with the table next to us.
Of course, yes.
He's chatting up everything.
Wait. Was his fly up or down?
It is up. We had a fly check after church on Sunday too. Everything was fine.
I'm proud of you, Timmy.
We're doing great. Flies were up. But he's making friends over there. That guy's, next thing I know, when we score, that guy's buying us shots. He's like, every time we score a shot, and then we had to reciprocate on the next score.
Okay.
And you're just hanging with people you don't know, having the best time.
Right.
With your family, with your grown kid, you know, didn't buy everyone shots. Everybody calm down. But you know what I'm saying. It was just camaraderie.
May needs to call DCS She's buying a five-year-old.
Only a few select grown-ups partook. But it was just fun. It was really fun. It was a fun environment because it was excited and everyone's cheering and everyone's, you know, it was a blast. That's probably where we'll go see, because Lord knows if we'll ever get a ticket, because they'd be expensive and sold out. But anyway, it was super. That was a highlight. It was fun to be with the kids and just do that together and enjoy and have a great time. And then the next day they wanted to make, we went to church. I didn't burn up and die. Everything was fine. It wasn't too hot, so that's always good. The flies were up. We did have Tim reenacted outside the front. The kids were like, was he standing right here? I'm like, yep, turn around just like that.
That's
right
hilarious.
There in front of the whole God and the Lord and everyone. But then they wanted to make sushi. The boys wanted to make sushi because they're really into that. No comment. And so did we go Saturday? I think Saturday we went, before the game and stuff, we went to Global Foods and a couple places here in town and got the stuff for the sushi. And I wanted ribs, so I'd already had Tim get some ribs to put in the magic box outside. Mm-hmm. So they made sushi and grandma came over, Susan came over and
awesome.
And I did try the sushi cause I, you know, they made it. So I was like, okay. And it was actually good. Yeah. I just don't like raw fish.
I just don't like raw fish. I can't do it.
I don't want to eat raw fish,
No.
but I tried it. I didn't die. And it was good. The rice, they had the right rice. They had veggie.
Yeah.
They did it. They did a great job. So that was fun. And then later we watched basketball and had ribs and it was just, a good time.
Good.
Yeah. It was a good time. So that was our weekend. So, okay. Spring break. Tell me, give me some good spring break. What memories in the past? Again, what were some spring breaks did you have any, what are some fun spring break memories? Because it's coming up here. What do you got from the past?
It is. I got to tell you. So when I was growing up, we really didn't go anywhere for spring. Like now everybody goes somewhere for spring break and we didn't. And I don't know, that may be because we had the drugstore and
we didn't either.
You know, we just didn't.
It wasn't done, but some families did. Some families were the families that always went skiing or they went to Florida.
Yeah.
There was definitely that, but we did not either. We stayed home. I laid out in the backyard if it was warm enough.
Yeah. If it was warm, you know,
Hawaiian tropics.
It was just a low key. And I think, now that I think this through, I believe that our spring breaks used to be during Holy Week.
A lot of times they were,
So, because then they can count Good Friday in, you're not missing, you know, a day, an extra day. So that could be part of it too. But when I was at Mississippi State, I did, my friend April and Molly and I all went down to Disney World.
Down
to Orlando.
In college, I feel like it definitely picked up.
Yeah.
In college, we had better spring break ideas.
Had a great time. That was a good trip.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
Yeah.
It was April fun. In Disney World.
Oh
my goodness.
April. We're going to have a show of just April stories.
Yeah. That would be a hoot.
Y'all, April is from, she's from Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she really has this accent, this deep South. And she's just, I will tell you, and I would say this to her face, and I have said it to her face, she's as kind and genuine and beautiful. I mean, she is a fantastic person. But sometimes, a lot of the times, you can hear the wind whistling through her head. And she just says things that you think, okay, this is going to make sense. And then it's just like,
it just doesn't.
What? Yeah. So yeah, we need to tell some April stories in here sometime.
That's hilarious.
I have some good ones. I still talk about them at school.
Of course. They're classics. Yeah. And like you said, the word genuine really describes her, because she's genuine, but she's not trying to be.
No.
Funny or stupid, you know, it's just genuine and that's who she is. It's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. This is the one that I tell at school because we've got Dairy Week coming up. And so April was
Dairy
going,
Week?
Dairy Week. It's dairy school. Week. I have Dairy
okay.
Week.
Okay. There's a week for dairy.
Teach, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We
gotcha.
Talk about, you know, the types of milk homogenization and pasteurization.
Oh.
And cheese and how cheese is made and all that. Yeah.
I like cheese.
We have Dairy Week. It's a whole week.
You should have a whole week for cheese.
Right. Okay. Right. And so anyway, but April is going to South Carolina. She's dating this guy, and it's getting pretty serious, and she wants me to go to South Carolina to meet the family. Mm. Now, it's not just mom and dad and brother. I mean, it's the whole family, the cousins, the aunts, the uncles, the whole family. And for some reason, I couldn't go, so our friend Becky went with her. They came back, and I said, Becky, how did it go? She said, well, overall good. And I said, well, I know you've got a story, so, you know, tell me what happened. She said, well, we're sitting there with the whole family, and we're talking about the price of skim milk and why skim milk is so expensive. And she said, and April comes out and says, well, you know, y'all, I just think it has to do with the law of supply and demand. And I went, April knew the law of supply and demand. That's impressive. And Becky said, yes, I thought so too, until. And I went, oh, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. She said, so they were like, really? Well, how so? And she said, well, you know, when we were growing up, all we ever drank was whole milk. You know, whole milk, whole milk, whole milk. That's all we ever drank. And then everybody started getting on this health kick, and they want to start cutting all the fat out. And, well, y'all, there's just not enough skim milk cows to go around.
That's the perfect sound effect right there. Where are we?
There's just not enough skim milk cows.
There's not enough skim milk cows. I mean, so, clearly. Supply and demand.
So this is my dear friend April, who I love dearly. And y'all, you know, there are lots of... Matter of fact, you can go on Facebook and there is a hashtag of baby sister, I think, that her sister started, of just her telling all this. Yeah.
Oh, that
her life with baby sister. I'll have to look it up. I'll try to find it.
Oh, but my goodness.
Yeah. There's one video. She's like knocking on her head and she's like, do you hear that? You hear that? Why does that sound like an echo? It's, you hear it? It's hollow right there. I'm like, oh my gosh.
No. Should we tell her? That's so funny. Oh yeah. My goodness. Yeah, that's a hoot. I know. That was a good story for Dairy Week coming
it
up.
Is. Here's your
April.
You
can think of a story.
Week. Yes.
If there's a story, April story, that corresponds with anything that we're, you know, discussing, you just have to just throw it in
throw
there.
In
that
the was April,
very,
April
very
story.
Thematic for Milk
yes,
Week. I'm,
for Dairy
I'm very
Week.
Excited. Oh my goodness. Well, the only spring break I went anywhere in high school that I can recall was senior year, because it was our class trip. The seniors always took a spring break trip together and over spring break. And they all got to vote. Every class got to kind of, you know, decide where they wanted to go. And every other class, you know, was always like Padre Island and
right.
Myrtle Beach and da-da. Well, our class decided we wanted to go to Colorado. We wanted to go skiing, which was very our class, which was very cool. And I was psyched, like, because, you know, I'm a mountain.
Right.
I mean, the beach is great too, of course, but, you know, that sounded way cool. So that was our trip. And I remember doing some consternation. I don't know how I remember having meetings and we voted on it. Anyway, so we were going to go out there, and we're going to charter buses and get out there, go to Estes Park, somewhere out there. Oh, no, excuse me. Copper Mountain, wherever that is. It's not far from Denver, but anyway. And so it's our time to gather at the school. It's the day we're leaving, and a massive snowstorm comes through St. Louis. Like,
of course it did, yeah.
Like massive.
Yeah.
And we're all at school. We had to be there at like whatever in the morning. So the buses get there because we've got a long drive, you know, to get to Colorado and all this. And it was one chaos after another on this trip. It's a great memory. It's I can guarantee no other class has a memory. All of you, you know, shout out to class of 89, Westminster. You all know what I'm talking about. That trip was epic. Great memories, one of a kind that no other class ever probably got to experience. But we're there. We're all up at the school, the chaperones, everybody, and we're waiting on these buses, and they're not coming, and they're not coming, and they're not coming. and the snow's coming and all that. So, and they keep hearing from the buses, well, something happened, and they were coming in from I don't know where. They weren't in St. Louis. These buses were like driving in from I don't know where they were coming from, and the snow wasn't helping. And so the buses are coming, the bus is coming. We waited. Of course, the whole school is out because it's spring break, but we're all sitting there on the first day of spring break, and it's snowing and everything. So finally, at some point, they send us all home, which was kind of crazy because it's bad snow.
Yeah.
Because they just didn't know. They're just like, we will call everybody when the buses are, they're going to get here today, because we just don't know. So, it was just ups and downs. It was just like, oh my gosh. So they sent us all home. I ended up going home with my friend Kim. She had driven, and which that was a harrowing thing to drive in a little bright yellow Datsun through the highways of St. Louis in the snow. But she lived a little bit closer, and then we lived way far. And I don't even, my dad must have been home. Yeah, anyway, but we lived really far. And we thought, well, if we're going to come back, let me just go hang out at Kim's and we'll see what happens. And we were there for a little while. I don't feel like it was all that much time, maybe a couple hours. It wasn't like a super long time. And they called and they said, the buses are coming. Everybody come back. So, which is such a great thing to do when there's a snowstorm, is to send your people up and back. And
back,
I felt so bad. We swear, one of our class sponsors, Mr. Vass, we swear we almost killed him. He aged like about 20 years on this trip because imagine you as a grown up now, as a class sponsor, mm-hmm. and if you had to be in charge of, you have a lot more people in your classes, but 86 people about to get on buses in a snowstorm and they're all driving. I mean, I'm sure it was absolutely crazy. So we all went back, and by then my dad had gotten to school. He had driven up to school. I talked to him. Of course, I was in contact. Of course, we're all calling our parents on the payphone in the lobby.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
Maybe they opened the office and we used the office, the secretary's phone, to call our parents.
Yeah.
We don't have cell phones, so let them know what in the world's going on. So imagine, again, being a parent, you've sent your kid off to go to Colorado. We all had phone tree. I'm sure they were phone treeing everybody.
Right.
Phone chain. Anyway, these kids don't know what we're talking about.
No.
But we do. So we get back up to school. My dad had gotten out there by then. I think he just kind of wanted, probably my mom was like, get out there and assess the situation.
Yeah.
Like, And we meet together. The buses were coming. They were on their way. And at some point, we had a meeting. We all gathered in one room. And I remember them saying, they said, listen, we know this has been a lot. We know it's late to leave now. I mean, it's late. It's starting to get dark. So now we're driving through the night in the snow, which is a senior in high school. We don't care.
Whatever. Yeah.
We don't care. But they said, hey, listen, we understand this is not what we thought it was going to be, and if anyone wants to, basically they're like, if anyone wants to back out and not go, we will refund your money and all that kind of stuff. If you just don't feel, your parents don't feel, you can see some parents be, and a couple people did. And it was hard because I remember really missing them on the, and I'm sure it was hard for them, but I'll never forget my dad. He was there because he had this conversation with me, and I've never forgotten it because I was so surprised. When they said that, I was worried, and my dad's there, so now I'm worried he's going to not let me go.
Right.
He's at the school. This is
he's not there a to good pick sign. Me up.
I don't know how this is going to go. And they were pretty protective, I'm not going to lie.
Right.
And for in good ways, but in not good ways sometimes, for a kid. And I remember he pulled me aside, after the whole meeting, and everyone was, go talk to your parents, go do what you need to do, and we'll leave. We'll get loaded up. And the buses start loading and all this stuff. I was one of the last ones to get out. Anyway, my dad came up to me and he said, your mother and I were like, this is your decision. You decide. Either way is fine. This is your choice. And I was almost like,
whoa.
Oh, no. It surprised me so bad. I was like, oh, crap. you know, my parents not making this decision. And it was, I was a safety person even then. So to be honest, I'm like, is this a good idea to drive off into the snowstorm? And I think something had been wrong. Like the buses had broken down and had to get fixed and we're waiting on, you know, so it was kind of like, you know, is this a good idea? And yet I don't want to miss, all my friends are going, it's your senior, you know, trip and all that. And I'll never forget it. He was like, we're going to let you decide. It's your choice, you know, what you want to do. And I was like, bye. See ya.
I was going to say, yeah, there would not have been even a concern with me. It would have been like, no, oh,
but
I'm
it did.
So going.
It did throw me off that they were like really letting me decide that. And I really admire, you know, I know that again now as a parent, oh, that takes, that takes a lot.
It does.
It takes a lot because as a parent, you're like, this is probably not, you know, but you also know that letting go and letting them choose something. And anyway, so I went, I got on the bus. And long story short, to recap, the crazy bus stuff continued to happen through the entire trip. We broke down on the side of the road. We were at a diner somewhere in the middle of Kansas, and one of the buses had to get replaced because its brakes weren't good and we were about to be in the mountains. So we we're all unloading the buses. Yep. We had a great time. Yeah. We played all in the parking lot. Oh, I don't know, we played some kind of game.
It's always an adventure when you've got, you know, your with you.
We had the best time. We did that. We waited for the other bus. But literally when you're hearing like, the brakes aren't great and you've been driving in snow for, you know, and you're about to get into like mountain, you're like, what? I think we were in Colorado by then. But anyway, so we had to wait on that. Another time on one of the trips back and forth from where we were staying to the ski place, something broke down, a toilet. Somebody clogged a toilet. I don't know what happened, but we were on the side of the road. And I mean, we're popping our heads out of the things on the top of the bus and like waving at the other bus. All I remember is some big truck stop. I remember someone blasting Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. I don't know what's happening, but it was a hoot. We had the best time. We all made it back alive, and that was probably my most memorable spring break trip. I got sunburned so bad on my face because the slopes.
Right,
Worn out just telling you that story, but it was a hoot. Everyone, again, shout out to Class of 89, Westminster, WCA. You all, we survived it. We survived it. We should have gotten shirts that said we survived. But I guess we were done with school by then.
I need
our class
a shirt
was great.
That says I survived John Garrett.
I know. You really probably do. You probably do. And then another spring break little store. I visited you once on my spring break, I think. I went down there to see
you
in Starkville.
Yes, you did.
I don't think you were on spring break, but I was on spring break.
Yes, that is correct. And you were like rolling down my window. We're driving through Starkville.
Hey, we're not going to tell that story. We're not going to tell that story. We're not telling that story.
Anyway. Let me just say, I thought that we might get killed.
It's fine. We didn't, though. Look at us. We're still here.
We're still alive.
And I got to meet April, and I got to meet all your people you lived with. And anyway, that was fun. But another spring break of my senior year in college, I took my spring break and went down because Tim and I were dating by then. And I went down and hung out in Rolla with him while he kind of did classes and stuff. And then he drove me back up to school, up to Calvin in Grand Rapids. And he hung out with me there while
I
wasn't
to school.
I didn't really go to school. I skipped so many classes. We did go to a couple. In fact, Tim remembers he went to a class with me. He was like, it was like one of your philosophy, women's philosophy of gender or something. I don't know what it was. It was some philosophy class.
Yeah.
And I said, come and hear what my classes are like, engineer student. Come see what the humanities are about. So we did that. We went to a couple, but I skipped quite a few because, you know, it's senior year. You're over it.
Yeah.
And you would rather be out. So we went out. And we flew kites at this park, and we were just doing all this together. And lo and behold, this photographer came up to us and for newspaper. He worked for some newspaper, and he wanted to say, can I take a couple shots, you know, spring break, spring weather? Well, I don't know what they were doing, some little story.
Yeah.
And we were like, whatever. Well, lo and behold, the picture of me, Tim and me, I can't speak properly, flying a kite right in the newspaper over spring break while I've skipped, like, all my classes, and there I am out. Flying a kite.
Why have I never seen this article?
I'm pretty sure I clipped it out. I'm pretty sure I clipped it out. I'm pretty sure I have it somewhere. I don't know where. It's probably in a memory box. But we were just, you know, hanging out, skipping class. It's fine.
Okay.
Don't skip class, kids. Go to school. Go to school.
Go to school. School is cool.
School is cool.
Until the culinary teacher puts you in alternative school.
Until you act up. And
yeah. Don't miss Miss Shank.
No. Till you act up and then you gots to go.
Yep.
So yeah, hopefully everyone's going to have a good spring break. And now as parents, you know, a lot of times we get to, we're the people who they come home. We've had some of Thatcher's people and we've had, you know, different times, different people come in for break. So it's fun. It's a good time.
Yeah.
But it was good. Sleep.
I took my boys. We went down to Orange Beach a couple of years ago and we had this girl that hung, she wasn't a girlfriend. She was just a really good friend to all of us. And it was her senior year. And I said to her, yeah, we're going to Orange Beach. And she said, I want to go. And I said, well, come on.
Well, okay. We got enough room. Yeah.
So she did. And it was, you know, the first time we've had a girl along on a trip with us. So yeah. It was,
I bet that was eye opening. For her.
It was fun. Yeah, for her. Bless her.
She was
she could hang in there with the boy. She was good. She puts Caleb in his place. So
that's good. You probably liked having her on the trip. It was like
And she's beautiful. So you've got this gorgeous girl on the beach. They really suffered.
They really clearly did. Bless their hearts. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I had a little epiphany this week too. This is a little serious moment with Holly. So again, for those of you that don't know, so I've struggled with anxiety in the past pretty seriously, actually for a good 12 to 13 years, pretty serious, anxiety and like panic attacks and all that kind of fun stuff. And
the good friend that I was, I mocked her and called her mental nervous.
Yeah. She called me mental nervous. That was literally, how's your mental nervous? And I would call her sometimes when I was somewhere and not feeling good, like something's coming on. I was like, I got to call Joni. And she would make me laugh. She would talk me through airplanes. It was very good. And then Tim and then my kids, of course, there was even one point, y'all, I mean, I carried a paper bag in the car because they're like, you can breathe into the paper bag because you're hyperventilating a lot of times when you're having a panic attack, which is one of the worst things in the world. And I wouldn't wish it on anyone. So they drew a face on it and called him Mr. Bag. So I have a lot of support.
We're all very supportive.
From my people. But anyway, the point is, we can always talk about that more. I have no problem sharing about it. It's not, because I think it's very common and I think it's good to hear people's, you know, stories. But anyway, that is much, much better. That's thank goodness I've found ways and things to do and medication to do to help. That is really, it flared up again not too long ago. I had been off medication and it flared up again bad right when I took Avery to college. Right after I dropped off my daughter's school. What's going on? But anyway, things have been really so much better. I mean, anyway, so I always want to encourage people with that too. All that is to say, I'm also an Enneagram 6. So if anyone knows Enneagram stuff, I have a really strong 5 wing there. But if you know that, we're very safety. We're kind of, things worry us. We get fear as kind of a motivator of how we act a lot of times because we are kind of focused on that. So as most people do, I mean, everyone has things that make them anxious and make them worried and all that kind of stuff. And I tend to, I notice that I tend to, maybe some people can relate, when things are going well, I immediately, almost to the point where I feel happy a lot. Like now I really do. I feel very good. But like if you have one of those real happy, joyful feelings, my immediate response is to think about someone in my family or a situation that's stressful or could go wrong. I wait for the other shoe to drop all the time.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people do. I mean, I think that's common, but it's like an immediate response to feeling happy. And I'm like, that's not good. I'm going to work on that because that is not what God wants for me. And it's not being for sixes a lot of times on the Enneagram and people whatever. we look at it like a reality, because I'm not afraid of irrational things. I'm worried about things that have happened and are happening, and you know what I mean? Like, I'm not afraid a meteor is going to come fall on my head. Like,
right.
That doesn't bother me, but I know something could happen when someone's circumstances and things like that, that could cause a lot of stress. But, you know, so it really started to bother me. Just that, and I get past it really quick. Like, now I feel really good. So this is just a little tweaking of the mindset of just noticing that anytime I really feel like, oh, like, this is great, you know, with my kid, or everything is great and I'm having so much fun, and oh, what a great time of life, you know, immediately my default was to go to, but what if something happens here? Mm. Yeah, but until that happens, and then what? How are you going to feel? How's that going to affect this? And it hasn't even happened, but it could.
It may not happen. Yeah.
And it may not, but it immediately squelches my joy.
Right.
Because I default to that. So I've been really working on giving that. First of all, God and I have had a lot of talks. And I've confessed it to him. I'm like, Lord, this is not what you want.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want, when you give me a joy or a feeling of whatever, for that to turn into a fear or an anxiety or a worry. That is not what you want for me. So I've been working kind of on that, just breaking it. It's literally just a habit. And then the more I've been able to catch myself, the better and easier it is to just go, yeah, nope, you're not, nope, I'm not even going to think about that. I can stop myself from thinking about it as soon as it starts to creep. Mm-hmm. And I can let myself enjoy, you know, because I was thinking the other day, I'm like, you know, and we've got a lot of stuff coming up this year. This year, and it's exciting. Here's the thing. All of it's good.
Yeah.
Like, all of it's exciting. It's a lot of change. I'm not going to lie, but it's none of it's like, you know, and there's things that we don't know about that can happen. I think those are the things that creep into my brain. But in terms of, you know, the plans that we have made so far and giving those to the Lord, obviously, you know, we've got, there's a lot. We're going to Florida this time. We've got two graduations a week apart, both kids moving right after graduation. One is moving to DC. One's just relocating there. Then, you know, then there's a wedding. Then there's a, you know, Hud's on a bachelor weekend with the boys, which that'll be hilarious.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah.
They're so cute. They're like, we're going to play basketball and we have darts and there's go-karts. I'm like, y'all are the most precious. They're just precious.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and there's this and that. And then getting back down there, we may have to go to DC to help thatch. You know, we've offered to. I'm like, I want to be available to whatever you guys need us and want us and what God can provide for us to do to help would be fun. This is a year of travel. We're definitely going to go visit him in DC after he's moved and take HUD. And, you know, so all these things that are super exciting and wonderful things. And I've just decided, I'm like, I just am not. You know, things can be stressful. Logistics are stressful. It's not, we don't have normal stress with airlines and airports and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I'm just like, you know, if I can't be happy, and not that happiness is the be all end all, but I think you know what I mean. If I can't enjoy my life right now with all this good stuff going on with my kids and my family and Tim's job, it's stressful and he's working too much and he needs to work on his work-life balance and all that, but his career is going well. Our thing, you know, everyone right now, everything is going really great, but that scares me. Cause I'm like, but I'm like, if I can't really embrace and enjoy that, then I'll never be happy.
Yeah.
When will I be happy?
Yeah. That's
or,
right.
You know, when You're will right. I feel, when You're will right. I feel great about it? I will never, if I can't do it now when things are really, you know, there's little things, but as a whole, things are wonderful. Wonderful things are happening. Exciting things. Our kids are growing and doing and there's no, if I can't enjoy it, then
so
what's the point?
Let me ask you this. If someone listening to us is struggling with this anxiety, like you've been through, and it's bad. It's been bad.
Mm-hmm.
What, just one, not a whole, you know, lifetime, but what's one thing that you would tell them that would help?
I would tell them in every bit of honest truth that I can muster, it will not be like this forever. Okay. It will go away. You are not stuck here. You are not stuck in it. It will have an end point. There is actual real hope that you can get it treated or do things, a lot of different things to take care of it. It doesn't have to be this way, and it will not. Because when you're in it, you're so afraid it's going to be like that for forever.
It feels like it's going to be.
Yeah. You don't know if it's going to go away.
And forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the
that's
worst
a good
thing.
Word. That's a that's good word. Good,
yeah. That's the worst part. So there you go. Mental okay. health Tuesday. Yeah. I was going to say Monday, but we're cheating again.
We
on
are.
Tuesday.
Yeah. We're on Tuesday.
So.
All right.
Oh, okay. What you got? A recipe or what you want to talk about? Something
well,
else?
Well, I do have something that I want to, but I think I'm going to push it. We're kind of toward the end here. So. Yeah. I'll save it for next week. Just on not ghosting people, maybe letting your yes be yes and your no be no.
I'm going to write it down. I'll put it on the Trello.
Okay. I will tell you before I go into a recipe, I do have a little piece of good news.
Oh, give it to us.
JB, now that Thatcher is moving from Nashville, JB is moving to Nashville.
Stop it right this minute.
He just
are
got,
you serious?
Yes, he just got a marketing job.
Oh my!
For Guitar Center.
Are you serious?
He is so thrilled. Yes, he is so
that
thrilled.
That is perfect.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's got his name all over it, and
oh,
so
I'm
we're
so
just
excited.
We're so thrilled for him. For you know, listeners, JB graduated with a degree in finance right when COVID hit. And he had all these interviews lined up, you know, and all the financial world just shut down. Oh. I mean, everything came to a screeching halt. Yeah. There was no more.
Nobody was hiring.
There was no more anything. And so a guy, God bless him. They've been so good to him. A guy who had Woodman life insurance said, well, JB, I'll give you a job. And so he's been selling life insurance. And then 6 months later, after, you know, all the things calmed down, the bank started calling and different things. And I think to his credit as an employee, it spoke a lot. He said, you know, I just don't want them to invest this much time in me and then me walk away 6 months later. And so he's been there, but it's just not, you know, it's just not everybody's thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's not the thing that he would want to.
Of course, he plays all kinds of instruments. He's got, he plays guitar. He taught himself how to play piano. He just got a mandolin, you know, and plays saxophone. And so he is thrilled. And he can work remotely. And they meet in Nashville, you know, like twice a month.
Nice.
So he can stay here, actually, and save a little bit of money. And then he can move wherever he wants to. And
that
so,
because
there's nothing, I mean, we're a small town.
Yeah.
There's nothing here for him.
Yeah.
It's just not. It's great to raise a family. But if you're a single guy, it's, gosh, it's awful.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So do you think, do you think he'll move up there then for some?
Oh,
I mean, is that what he's planning
100%.
On?
He will at some point.
Yeah. Oh, and man, that is exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guitar Center. I didn't know that was because we have a Guitar Center store here. I didn't know that was like a chain.
It's a chain. Yeah.
In fact, Hudson loves it. He almost applied to work there.
Well,
that is hilarious. Oh, he'll love that Jamie's working there. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Well, we have to have one kid in Nashville. I mean, we're apparently not allowed to
get out of there. Tell Hud when he wants a new instrument to go through JB.
Okay. So. Oh, for sure. Oh my gosh. This is very exciting. I'm like thrilled for him. He deserves it.
I mean, it's great. It's got, you know, great benefits, great pay.
Nice.
He's just,
oh,
you know,
I'm so
he's
excited.
Doing, yeah. Yeah.
Spread your wings and fly.
Yeah. Birdie's leaving.
Oh, no. Joni. Just in time for another one to come back.
Just in time for another one. The other one says he's moving to Wyoming. So,
yeah. And that's probably true. Yeah. That might be true. So,
and if that one goes to Wyoming, then the other one's going to go to Wyoming.
The baby bird might
the baby
follow.
The baby bird will follow the middle bird.
Yeah, but probably.
Anyway.
That
okay,
is super
so,
exciting. Yeah. Awesome. I
so
love that you
recipe
shared that.
Of the week.
Okay.
I'm going to give people time to do this. I think, so every St. Patrick's Day, I make an Irish whiskey cheesecake. And so I think I will put that recipe up just to give, because, you know, next week it will air like Thursday before St. Right. Patrick's Day.
Yes, so yes. That's good. I'll that way they can get their ingredients.
And they can get their ingredients and make this Irish whiskey cheesecake.
Oh, that's a good idea. What kind of crust? Is it just a graham cracker or is it a special flavor crust?
I have made it both with graham cracker and the Oreo crumb.
Oreo crumb. Yummy. That sounds very good.
It's delicious.
Okay. So you can have that for your little St. Patrick's Day, whatever you got going on. Are you guys doing anything for St. Patrick's? Does Savannah do any like little?
No.
Okay.
No.
I didn't think so, but I just thought y'all do all kinds of little things. So I didn't know.
No, it's all. There's probably 100 Baptist churches here.
That's true. You know, St. Patrick is out.
St. Patrick's.
You're out.
He gone.
Okay, well, it's also your week for top three.
Top three.
My week for top, and I have it, actually.
Oh, so proud of you.
I know. Let me get into my little list here where I have made my top three. I will tell you, without looking, that one of them is Polly's Pizza.
What is it?
Polly's Pizza.
Polly's Pizza,
This is a little restaurant in Murray, Kentucky. And my grandparents lived in Murray. And when we would go, of course, now when I was growing up, we didn't have Pizza Hut. We didn't have Domino's. Our pizza was, you remember the little Chef Boyardee things that came in the box and had the little tin of,
kit.
So that was the only pizza that I knew.
Yeah.
But Polly's Pizza, we'd go to my grandparents' house and they'd go get this pizza. And I thought, my gosh, what is this? Best pizza ever. And still to this day, I will say that it's the best pizza ever. Mm. Well, Ron has had some business in Kentucky and he's had to drive through Murray. And I'm like, you got to stop at Polly's and bring me some pizza.
It's still there.
It's still there.
Wow, that's impressive. So must be good.
If you're anywhere around Murray, Kentucky, go to Polly's and he brings back this pizza. Except something happened between Murray and Savannah. And he blames it on the workers that they're taking two or three pieces out before it ever gets to me. But in Murray, Kentucky, there's Polly's Pizza.
Why? I need to know why it's called Polly's. Like eyes, like eyeballs?
No. It's like, I don't know. It's one of these Italian spellings. Like, like P-A-G-L-I. It's pronounced Polly eyes.
Okay.
But
it was disturbing me. I'm like, is there a big sign with some lady named Polly and her eyes are real big?
No, it's like Pogli eyes or Pogli. It would be
it's an Italian. It's like a last name.
Yes, it's like an a last name.
Okay. I'm with you now.
Polly eyes. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Okay. The next thing I like is thunderstorms. That's one of my favorite things. I love sitting on the front porch, listening to thunderstorms and watching them come through. Love it. Lightning.
That is fun.
Okay. And then I kind of want to save this one for summer, for when you come down.
Oh.
Let me see if I got to.
We'll get another one. You should categorize them by.
By when I want to do it.
But I don't know if you're liking it. You like it. You can like it whenever you want to like it. It don't matter.
Let me do this. We talk about them all the time, but it's never been one of our favorites.
Oh.
Homestead Pickers.
Are you sure we haven't had that?
That's never been one of our favorites.
Okay.
We've talked about
them. It can officially
And so they are going to be officially my favorite. And that you can also listen to them on Spotify.
Yes.
But it's seeing them in person. Yeah, that makes the difference.
Their interaction with the crowd, with the audience is special. It's really fun.
Yeah.
So, Homestead Pickers.
Yep. Homestead Pickers, Thunderstorms, and Polly's Pizza.
That's, you know, those three things together. If you could like watch a thunderstorm on the porch of the Pickers cabin eating a Polly's Pizza.
And eating Polly's Pizza. And then playing. Yeah.
The trifecta.
Seriously. And I mean, when Becker starts playing the dulcimer,
He's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's ridiculous. I love hearing him play that. That's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing. Again, I hope this week goes good. We're going to sign off here. Are you cooking dinner tonight? You doing anything?
I am. I'm doing chicken and rice and
that's good.
Some steamed broccoli.
There you go. That's a classic. That's a classic. I don't know what I'm doing. Everyone's gone. I'm the only one home. Tim's out of town. The kids just left in the car. So they gone. So it's just me and the dog. So I'm going to sit in front of the TV and crochet and watch a murder show. So, you know.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. Thanks, guys, for listening. Hope you have a great week. Hope you have a great weekend. Doing stuff with your people, having spring break, safe travels, all that good stuff. We will talk to you next week. Goodbye, cornbread.
See, corn dog. Corn Julio.
Dream time. And then in my dream, I've had some weird dreams lately. Some weird, weird, weird dreams.
Wait, are you like not recording?
Because I'm recording.
I've had some bad ones.
Okay. Bye, guys. You don't get to hear this. Hang on. Stop recording.